Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nachyomi with the Women's Initiative, as we conclude Sefer Shoftim and begin Sefer Shmuel. The last pasuk in Sefer Shoftim reads, "Bayamim ha'hem ein melech b'Yisrael, ish hayashar bein avi aseh." In those days there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was just in his own eyes. The Akedas Yitzchak, in his 15th century philosophical commentary on the Torah, highlights this pasuk in relationship to the Birkas Kohanim, the priestly blessing. Peace, while simple in concept, is complex, not only as a goal, but as an idea. Peace is not just the absence of sparring and fighting, but rather an entity in and of itself. While peace is commonly thought of as the restoration of harmony between parties that have been at odds with one another, if one stops at that as the goal for peace, we are falling way short of what the potential of peace truly is. If all peace is the restoring of balance where there's been imbalance, bringing us back to zero or neutral, how can it be thought of as a blessing? The Akedas Yitzchak in his commentary Mevosha Arim suggests that peace is more like a silver thread that joins two people or two entities, combining them into a unified whole. Why is one of the names of Hashem Shalom peace? Because he ties worlds together and keeps them united. We complete Sefer Shoftim with a sense of disunity, a sense of each individual out for himself, communities that don't function as a whole, tribes fighting with tribes, almost erasing one tribe forever. We juxtapose this ending with the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, with Elkanah and his family headed to the Mishkan. The Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah comments on the words Va'Allah Ha'ish Hahu Me'iro Me'yamim Yimima, that this man would go up from his city from year to year or time to time, that Elkanah would circulate around the country, going on a different route each time. He would stop on his way to Shiloh four times a year in the middle of each city that he passed through with his entire family, wives, children, his entire household, and set up camp. The people of the city would gather around and ask them where were they going. Elkanah's family would reply that they were going to the house of God in Shiloh, from which Torah and mitzvot emanate. And they would say to them, "Batem lama lo tavo imanu v'nelech biyachad? Why don't you come with us and we'll go together?" Miyad eineha mishagros d'maos. Immediately, the people of the city's eyes filled with tears, and they said that they would come. The next year, one household became five households, joining him on the way to the Mishkan, and then 10 households the year after that. Eventually, the whole city would go up to Shiloh. And being that Elkanah would take a different route each year and each time, it would encourage even more people to come. Hashem turned to Elkanah and said, "You have merited to bring the Jewish people back to the Mishkan. I will bring you a son who will also bring merit to the Jewish people and bring them closer to me." We leave one Sefer with a sense of precarious calm and enter Sefer Shmuel with a message of unity and community, a message that resonates for us even today, a goal that we are moving toward as we join together learning and growing. Daily, we are creating a global family, moving toward Beis Hashem, Ad Yavo Shiloh, until we can come back to Shiloh, until the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, may it be speedily in our day. Tardi Mecha Nachyomi is dedicated Li'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.